Blog Talk Radio.
Program for sure. Welcome to the Metaphysical Edge. This is Bea Delosier, and I'm real happy to be with you here today on this lovely Thursday in Northwest Florida. I hope you all having wonderful weather. We've been having a lot of rain, but right now the sun is shining, and that's great. We have a special guest today. Our special guest's name is Ty Love. Ty has a very unique ability to empathically tune in to your energy through your voice, through your body movements, through your eye contact, if you were to meet him. And he is what I call an empathic life coach. So let's not waste any time. Let's get right into the whole ball of wax and call in our guest. Hey, Ty, thank you for being with us today.
Hey, you're welcome.
This is super. I'm really excited about the whole idea of empathic life coaching. To start, can you just explain just briefly what actually is a life coach?
A life coach is it's pretty simple. We're a type of counselor in some situations. We are that boot that kicks you and gets you started sometimes. I mean, we are whatever it takes to help you get your life to the next level, whether it be to lose weight, to go find a new job, to change your relationship status. That's what you need in order to be able to reach your goals and fill your potential. And that's pretty much what I do. And I love it. Sometimes my clients don't like it that often because I tell them the truth. I tell them exactly what they're supposed to do and what they have to do. And sometimes there's sacrifice that's required by the client. Sometimes there's some deep scars and deep
right
past that we have to dig up in order to free them so that they can move forward.
So where does the empathy come in? How does that exactly work? What makes it the difference between a life coach and a life coach that brings in the, I don't want to use the term paranormal, but paranormal kind of encompasses everything, but it brings in the extrasensory aspect.
Right. Yeah, I think to best explain that, we should break down what an empath is. And an empath is basically someone who is just really sensitive to the emotions of the person they're interacting with. What we're able to do is actually, we're a little more sensitive than others, and we can tell when you say, oh, everything's fine, everything's great, and it's really not.
Right.
We can tell when you're lying to yourself and when you're lying to others. And it's imperative, especially to be successful as a client.
Right.
Who is paying money to have someone help them reach their goals, to be honest with them.
Right.
But sometimes we're not honest with ourselves. And it's not because we intentionally lie to ourselves. It's because we have so much hurt and pain and so much oppression built up that we can't see what's really the truth through all of that.
Right.
So an empath, in my experience, what I'm able to do, and you know what? Honestly, everybody who says they're an empath and everybody who says they're a life coach and everybody who tries to combine those things is going to have a different approach, a different way of dealing with people
right.
helping get to the core. But what I do is I really try to help you see the truth in yourself. And some people call that self-awareness. Some people call that enlightenment. But I really try to help you see the truth in yourself in order for you to come to the conclusion on your own. Rather than
right.
what's wrong with you, it's so much more powerful to say, you know what, I finally figured it out. I finally figured out why I am the way I am and why I can't get to the next level. So my job is really to hold your hand and help you reach that place.
A piece of balance, maybe?
Definitely.
But see, and that's the part that really intrigues me, because all through, you know, life, I think we work on balance. And when we're out of balance, things go wrong. So when we're in balance, even if things go wrong, we're more able to roll with it. So I love the idea that you're able to channel your empathic abilities into your client, into the person that you're working with. And I think that's a marvelous thing that you're able to do that. And we've got some folks on the line that would love to speak to you. So anytime, you know, you feel ready to take a telephone call, we can do that.
We should
do that. Well, then let's get right to it. We've got our first caller is on the phone. Her name is Amy. Amy, I'm hoping that you can hear me. I'm waiting for her microphone to click in. It's been a Mercury retrograde day, even though the Mercury is no longer in retrograde, as far as computers are concerned. It's taken a little bit for us to click on to Amy.
Hello.
There you are. Hi, Amy.
Hi.
You're on the line with B and our special guest, Ty Love. How can we help you today?
Hi, Ty. Well, my question is, do you see a job change for me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're asking a job change.
Yes.
I think that question might be more geared towards you.
Okay, I can add, but I have a feeling that you'll have some things to add. Amy, the job change that I'm seeing that you're looking for is not the one that's going to come through, but what I feel that's going to come through is going to be a complete surprise. Not something that you're planning that's going to drop into your lap. I know that sounds kind of weird, but that's what I'm getting. And I really feel that a change is going to do you good. I just don't see it happening right away.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I mean,
yeah.
Ty, do you get anything?
I would like to know what there's a reason you want a job change. And I'd like to know a little bit about what that reason is.
Well, I've been trying to change for some time now, and I haven't been happy where I've been at because of the place that I work at. The morale is really low. The management here are like in a clique, and there's nowhere to go for advancement, and it's just a very negative atmosphere. And I just don't feel like that there's no contribution.
There is.
You know,
there's no
personal gain for me. You know, I don't feel personal satisfaction either from the position.
I understand. And that's really important. It's important that you feel like not only are you giving, but you're also receiving it in return. And that's in any kind of relationship, whether it be work or personal. You want to make sure that you're feeding yourself and you're feeding other people as well. There is a change coming, and as we said, it's not going to be the one you're looking for. It's going to come. It's going to be a surprise. But one thing I can say, and one suggestion I can make to you, is try to be overly positive in the last days that you're going to be at your current job. And if the morale is low, try your hardest to pick it up. If not for the other people around you, then for yourself. And see if there isn't a change. Maybe not in what you're seeing in the job you're in, but in yourself and in your own life. Because it's hard to overcome negative, especially when you're surrounded by it all day long, and then there's no other things that edify you in your life. But if you try to surround yourself with positive people outside of work, and you try to be that positive person inside of work, it's going to change you, it's going to change the people around you, and you're going to see some awesome stuff start happening in your personal life, not only your work life, but your personal life as well, especially financially.
Okay.
Does that help you, Amy? Because it sounds like solid advice to me.
Yeah. I'm a little bit unsure of the job that's going to come as a surprise. That one has me a little bit thrown off.
It's not necessarily going to be a surprise. It's just you're going to get a job offer from a place that you didn't expect it. You're going to be looking for a job, and something else is going to come. It's kind of like relationships. You never find the one that you're looking for, but the one that you need is going to find you.
Okay. You don't see a time frame.
I think
go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I have a 6, so that's telling me 6 days, 6 weeks, 6 months. I'm getting a 6, and good number. 6 is an experiential number. That's a number that gives us the experiences that we need to have at this point in time. It's a movement number.
I agree with that.
Okay.
Does that help at all, Amy?
Yes.
Keep your eyes and your heart open.
Okay, I will.
Anything to add before our caller leaves?
No, just stay positive and really focus on you for this next week, and make sure that you're being the positive influence in other people's lives. And I promise if you do that, you're gonna see some crazy stuff start happening around you, and it's gonna be really, really awesome.
Good, happy changes. That's what I like to hear. Good for you, Amy.
Okay.
And warmest blessings. Thank you for calling. Would you like me to keep you on hold if you'd like to continue listening to the program?
Yes.
Wonderful. I'm going to put you on hold, and thank you for calling in. I hope you enjoy the rest of the show. You're welcome.
Thank you.
Warmest blessings. All right, Ty, it's you and me. We do have phone lines open.
I think Amy might have some other personal things going on as well. So if she wants to contact me outside of the show, she's more than welcome. And I'll be sharing my contact information.
Sure. Yeah, and I know that you have a Facebook page, and I know you have a website. Maybe it would be a good time just to give us that information.
My website is tylerjlove.com. And my Facebook is under Tylove. And I'm the guy from Bowtie.
That's great. I like
also,
it. So it's
you can also
TylerJLove.com.
Right. sorry. My email is also me, which is me, at tylerj.com.
Cool. Cool beans. You know, it seems to me that there's a lot to be said about our core positivity. But, you know, there's two sides of that coin. Sometimes when we are the positive one and we always look at the sunny side of the street and we get psychic vampires or people that want to vamp on our energy.
Oh, it's exhausting.
Yeah, there you go.
It really is. Being positive is a job in itself. Like, it's work. But
yeah,
whenever you want something to change, you have to put in work. There's got to be some kind of movement in order for there to be an equal. I mean, what is it? The theory of relativity. For every action, there's one opposite reaction. There's a lot of different ways to describe it. You can think of it as an energy or as a magnetic field. If you change your magnetic field to be positive, then it's going to expel all the negative. There's no way for positive and negative to both.
What would you tell someone that is really negative, that is really in the dark, and that always expects the bad, so when the bad happens, they say, see, it's bad. What would you tell someone like that?
That's like turning the light off and saying, see, it's dark.
Yes, it is.
If you expect the negative, you will eventually receive the negative. Anybody, no matter how positive you are, you're going to have negative things happen in your life. And the real key is not changing whether you're positive or negative, but changing your perspective as a way you see. And that can only be obtained by really delving into what the core problem is. There's always a core problem. And it could
right.
be something as simple as a misalignment of chakra. Now, there's so many different things that could be world issues. And one of the things that I do is help people really dig to find that thing, no matter how small it is, that set off the chain reaction of negativity. And I'm actually going to be publishing a book about finding that. Ourselves. Because even right. as a life coach, I still have things that I deal with. And I recently put something up on Facebook that simple. It said, you know, a leader without a coach or a leader without some kind of counselor or some kind of person that's speaking positively into your life.
Right.
Right,
like a car without a driver.
We got all these people that we're trying to get to follow us, but if we don't have someone making sure that we're healthy and that we're emotionally secure, then eventually we're going to create off the road and kill everybody. So it's really important that no matter where you are in your life, whether you're a CEO of a company or just starting out on your journey, to have someone that you can invite and have someone who can speak positivity into your life and speak good things into your life. And
right.
You could call them an advisor, call them a pastor, call them whatever you want. Someone who you look to and trust for your spiritual health.
Right. You know, that makes me really think about how we as human beings, how could I say it, as soul with a human body, that's how I want to put it. We are soul with a physical body. So how does that how do we use that? How can we utilize that knowledge as soul to look towards the brighter side of things, to always see the good, the silver lining, more or less? I mean, it's not pie in the sky. It's proven, I mean, that when we focus on positive things, we bring positive things into our life. And that's what we were talking about a little earlier. So how does someone turn that corner?
The key is time.
Time.
You could take that however you want. You could take it as meaning it takes a long time to get there, or I always refer to, when I'm talking about a situation, I always refer to myself as well, because I, like I said, I deal with stuff like this as well. And being an empath,
right.
I often carry a lot of other people's stuff on me too. A lot of times we are negative because that's the first thing we see, and we just run. But if we take time and we actually look at a situation completely around, instead of just looking at the face, like look at the sides on the back and get a real understanding of the situation.
So
a lot
step
of times,
back and look at it from all angles.
Right.
More or
and
less.
A lot of time, if we look at something differently, it could change from black to blue to purple to whatever, you know, whatever the color spectrum might be in that situation. Because everything is comprised of energy. And
right.
All energy has a color palette.
Sure.
If we take the time, the golden rule applies in this situation.
Right.
Because we want people to take the time and look at us from all angles instead of just judging us at face value. And we, as beings, should want to give that same luxury to the situations we encounter. And, you know, I challenge the people who are with me now, and I challenge people to take one person that's in your life on a day-to-day basis. So you may know it really well, or you may not know them at all.
Yeah.
And really look at them from all angles. And see if your opinion of them doesn't change, if your initial judgment doesn't change. And if it does.
See, and I like that.
It's like looking at someone as
a one-dimensional being when we're multidimensional.
But we do that. We rush through life so quickly that we have no chance to really take things for what they really are.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even colors, tastes, and things of the touch are not one-dimensional. I mean, everything has depth. And if you allow yourself the time, and I know everybody's like, we don't have time to work out. How are we supposed to do this? You really have to want it. And that's, I've had people that I've refused to work with because
yeah.
They want somebody else to change them. Really, the only person who can change you is you. And the only person who can change how you feel is you.
Is ourselves, right.
Right.
Yeah. It's interesting, but I can think of quite a few people.
Right.
I mean, I'm on Facebook a lot. I mean, there's no lie about that. I'm on Facebook a lot. And I've met many, many, many people on Facebook, and the majority of the ones that I meet, and this is truth, I'm positive, so it attracts positive. So the people that I'm friends with on Facebook are all positive energy workers, even if they don't recognize it, because they focus on the good. They focus on the positive angle, if you will. And to me, that's wonderful. But you could go on someone's Facebook page and it's loaded with negative things, the emo type things. And to be honest, I don't visit those pages. And
right.
But everybody is in a different space or a different level of growth. So they need their space as well. getting it all together. How does one do that? How do you pull all the negative and the positive? How do you pull that all together but still filter so that you are staying in the light? Is that a tough question? I hope it makes sense.
It does. And what the one thing about what I do is I take my life coaching to not only just talking, but like I give my clients homework. And the best way to be able to really filter all the stuff that's inside of you and kind of channel that stuff to either a good outlet or to use that energy, whether it be positive or negative, to change your life in a positive way, is meditation. And again, that's time. There's when it comes down to it, to change your life, you really have to be willing to set aside the time. No matter what religious or ethnic background you are, the core beliefs of every spiritual journey for your practice. And if you are a religious belief, then hopefully you're doing that and you understand the importance of that and you see that it reflected in your life. And if you're not, then why not? Why wouldn't it make sense to set aside that same time that you would for religious belief for yourself?
Right.
And that's
right.
We have to be willing to set aside that time for ourselves. Because if we're the ones that we're working on, then, you know, you set aside 8 to 12 hours a day for someone you probably never even met, just get an easy paycheck at the end of the week, that
right.
may or may not last. But you yourself, you're stuck in this mind for your entire time on Earth. And you have to be able to. Whether you're working out or whatever, you have to be willing to set aside 30 minutes a day to just be quiet.
For yourself. Yeah.
And look inside and internalize, find the things inside of you that need to be. I do guided meditation because I know meditation's
really
hard. Right. It's really easy to get distracted and look at your watch and you know, make sure the kids aren't killing the cat or something. But, day and age, it's incredibly difficult. But what I do is I set up a time where I do a Skype, if you're not local, I do a Skype, guided meditation with you, and I help you with a list of everything you need, which includes headphones, a MP3 player or a computer, something that you can actually play, block out everything around you. I teach you how to sit. I teach you how to breathe. If you're into yoga and you understand the importance of aligning chakras and that type of thing, I help you with the things that you have issues with. Your crown chakra.
You mentioned yoga. Can you explain how? I'm not a yoga person, but I understand that yoga is a wonderful way to connect with your higher self, that it can be used to connect to your higher self. Can you explain that a little bit so that people can understand that?
I can explain it the way I understand it and for what it does for me.
Right.
It's kind of like a massage for your entire body, including your inner self. It's really great. I've seen people's lives completely transformed, weight loss, you know, positivity, everything in their life just changes.
So is it a physical and mental form of meditation?
It really is. It's kind of it's difficult. There are some things that I cannot do. There's a lot of things I can't do when it comes to yoga. But if you start small and start with what you're comfortable with,
right.
While taking that time when you're doing that, you're focusing on your positioning, you're focusing on your breathing, you're focusing on all the things that make sure you don't hurt yourself while you're doing this. And
right.
You inadvertently pushed away all the distractions, and you are now meditating while also positioning your body in a way to help balance internal beat. I mean, there's no real simple way to put it. I mean,
yeah.
But I definitely suggest that if you don't do yoga, at least research a little bit. Look up actually just Google yoga success story, and then make a decision on your own whether it's something you want to try or not. I started out with a simple sun salutation, and I do that every morning, no matter where I'm at, because it's something to do at home. And a lot of times when I'm in a situation where I feel overwhelmed or just a bad situation, I will go find a place on my own and just do some really simple yoga. And it's just, because it forces you to breathe and it opens up your lung, your entire body.
Right.
Out, you have no choice but to calm yourself and be able to focus on that breathing.
It's really
healthy. A lot of people who go through 12-step programs and stuff like that, they teach like to count to 10 or whatever. This is the same thing, only it works not only for your emotions, but it's really healthy for your entire body. Also, one thing that a lot of people don't realize is what you your spiritual being as well. And I'm the
right.
first, I love sweets. I love junk food. So I'm the first person to fail at this every single time. But if you're having a really hard time, you're depressed, you're feeling suicidal, you're having all these other really bad emotional things.
Your life is unfolding in front of you and collapsing, yeah.
Right, exactly. Doctor is going to prescribe you medicine, tell you you're crazy, maybe send you to a psych unit, and you're not going to fix the problem. But if you have the security of mind, if you're able to see what you're doing and change some things, just a little thing. You don't have to change your life. You don't have to
right.
sell all of your belongings and go join a coven somewhere. But if you change what you need and you start eating healthy, and you start take 10 minutes every morning and look up YouTube, do some salutation every morning. I'm just telling you what works for you. Change what you eat. Start doing just a minimal amount of yoga. And you're going to start seeing some new life change. You know, if you take your time, whenever you get a few minutes just to sit down and just let yourself unwind and meditate.
Right.
It's astounding to see. And that's really how I got started and what I do now. I had someone come to me and say, look, man, your life is falling apart. And you're living in your car, you've got no food, you've got no job, and you lost your girlfriend. Like, everything in my life is falling apart. And I was like, I don't know what I did wrong. Like, I'm a person. I try not to lie. I try not to steal. And Sometimes it's not good enough to be a good person. You're not doing stuff inside of yourself.
Right.
So I lived with this guy for about 6 months. And while I lived there, he made my meals. He helped me work out every morning. He helped me with yoga. He taught me how to meditate. We even touched a little bit on some stuff in Wicca and some stuff in Buddhism. And he showed
right.
me how all of these religions, all these beliefs fit together to help heal things that were broken inside of me. And that's something that I really feel passionate about. I want to help other people learn. You know, and if I could do it for free and not have to worry about rent and all that stuff, I would definitely do it.
Right, I get you.
A lot of people feel like we should do what we do for free. And that's something that we really love to do. But it's just not realistic. So I try to, like, I know a lot of people are probably thinking, because if you Google how much a life coach pays,
yeah,
everything's everywhere from $200 an hour to $1,000 an hour.
Holy cow, really?
Yeah, it's really, really expensive. And so I pride myself on being, you know, I'm not trying to get rich. I'm trying to help you.
Yeah. Well, isn't that the bottom line? Isn't that why we're here? I mean, to grow and share and accept each other. I mean, I don't want to bring up any negative things, but when I look across our world and just see all the pain and suffering that, you know, we have, I wonder what can we do as we don't live, you know, near them, they're a half a world away. I mean, but what can we do to make things better for them? And the way I see it, if we hold the light, if we hold the positive feelings and send out our loving, positive thoughts out into the universe, I feel that that's the only way that we can really help it.
Right.
Do you think, I mean, is that a possibility?
It really is, and it's a learning process. There's definitely steps to be able to achieve the ability to do that. But I truly believe that anybody can practice sending positive energy. And you know, but where I would start, if you're at the very bottom and haven't done anything, you're just completely lost, I would start with just simple meditation. Because when you send that positive energy out, the most effect is going to happen while you're actually meditating. And when you become skilled at meditation, you can actually meditate on something, on like a specific person, a specific country, and you can change that person, that country's situation just by sending energy. If you're meditating and you get really deep into meditation,
right.
I've actually... I'm not saying this to brag on myself, I'm just saying it because it blew my mind. But I've actually meditated on another person and had them call me as soon as I finished and said, what are you doing? Are you okay? Because you just popped into my head and then things started happening in my house. Like my door started closing and opening and stuff. And I was like, I was just thinking about you. I mean, I wasn't trying to do it.
That's craziness. I know.
It really is all about energy, and energy is in everything we touch and everything that we breathe.
We are energy. You're right.
So
my equation is light plus sound equal energy, and we are all energy, and we all work with light and sound. Hey, you know, I hate to say this, but we're late with taking a station break. Let's take this real short station break, and we will be right back with our guest, Ty Love, here on the Metaphysical Edge. We'll be right back.
While cutting open with a 12-inch dual-compound miter saw, while holding a newborn baby in your arms, when face-to-face with a congregation of alligators, with the ball in your hands and the entire freaking season on the line...
There are a million places you'd never consider texting, so why would you do it while driving? NASCAR driver Casey Kane here, asking you to please stop the text, and together we can stop the wrecks.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration. Get the message at stoptextstopwrecks.org.
You are listening to The Metaphysical Edge with B. Delosier on Greater Good Ministries Radio. And now... back to B.
Oh, thank you, Butchie. It's always so happy to hear his voice. And we are back. Hi. Just a brief PSA, and we do a station ID, and we're back to our wonderful guest, Ty Love. empathic life coach. I have to tell you, the whole idea of using your extrasensory perceptions, your higher level intuition, if you will, to aid someone, to help someone, is a marvelous thing. And to me, this seems is a whole new field, a whole new area of combining the physics of life coaching and the physics of extrasensory perception. Can you maybe explain a little bit about that?
Well, it's unfortunate, but there are several life coaches out there now who use the term empathic to simply market themselves to a different area of clients.
Right, different market.
Because the paranormal and psychic and metaphysical field is kind of blowing up right now with people who are looking for answers. And I stay away from, I don't ever describe myself as psychic or metaphysical or anything like that. I just say I'm sensitive. And
right.
And that.
Yeah. And sensitive. Sensitive says a lot. I mean, when you're
right.
sensitive to things. And really, that is, to me, that really is the crux of it, is that each and every one of us are sensitive. We all are.
Correct.
Some of us tune into it, some of us don't.
Right, and it's all a matter of choice. And there's a lot of people who choose not to accept who they are because sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it's tough because when you accept the fact that you're sensitive, you accept the fact that you can feel things that other people may not be able to see, you're going to encounter a lot of criticism. And you're also going to have to deal with the issues inside yourself. And a lot of people aren't ready to do that. So it's definitely a journey. And it's not for everybody. Even people who have sensory abilities, sometimes they choose not to do it just because it is so tough. It is so hard to separate life from life, you know?
That's a good one. Yeah.
It's definitely that thing. And, you know, a lot of people use their it's just like any superhero, you know. You can choose whether you can use your powers for good or evil. And a lot of times people will use their abilities just for attention and other stuff like that. And it really gives a bad name to people who really, whether they have the abilities or not, are really just trying to help people. And, you know, and just to be clear, your abilities are different than my abilities. You know,
true.
Where you are able to see and feel things, I am able to. I'm not able to tell the future. I can't tell you. You know, I can be sensitive to the things that you tell me. Through your emotions and your feelings and your body language. But I'm not going to be able to tell you, you know, whether the man of your dreams is the guy sitting next to you or not. I have no idea.
Oh, too bad. I was going to ask you that.
I have no idea.
What about this guy?
The funny thing is that a lot of people associate empath with being able to tell the future or tell you what number you're thinking or something like that. It's not the same, and I don't try to be dishonest about that. Like,
Mm-hmm.
If I wanted to, I could say I'm a psychic life coach, and I can tell
right.
you that this is the stock you should buy, and this is the numbers you should play in the lottery. Take your money, and
yeah.
then you'll never hear from me again. And there's a lot of people.
Well,
that do
but
that.
People that do that aren't psychic. They're crazy. I'm sorry. You,
oh,
you know,
oh, yeah.
if psychics knew the lottery numbers, we'd all be rich.
Exactly.
That's not where we place our energy. We
right.
place our energy the way you say it, which is to help others, to reach out and help others. And that's
right.
really the purpose of GGM Radio. I mean, what we, you know, try to create and what we are creating, it's that outreach to bring people in to the light, to the positive side of life, and therefore get more enjoyment out of it. And it seems to me that's exactly what you're saying, is there's a wonderful world out there, a wonderful, beautiful place for us to enjoy and to appreciate if we'd only let our borders down. And I don't mean the borders down between Mexico and Texas. I mean the borders
right.
between ourselves and others, that wall that we put up. And once that wall is gone, the whole world opens up for us. We see it in a whole different light, which is why I think your whole idea of empathy, of using that sense of empathy to tune into somebody, it borders on psychic. You're not telling, you're not prognosticating the future, but you know in your heart that their future will be wonderful once they tune in to the other aspect of love, of light, of healing, of manifestation. It's all there. It's all right here in front of us.
Right.
It's just a matter of tuning in. And you're one of the folks that help others to tune in. So I applaud
right.
you and admire you for that type of work. You're taking on a lot when you take on a client.
And the best part is you never know what you're really taking on. Because
no, you don't.
When you first start talking to someone, you don't know what traumas that person has
right.
to get them to the point where they are now. Now,
yeah.
one thing I will say is that when in being an empathic life coach is I can predict things, certain things. I can tell you
right.
if someone's going to leave your life or stay in your life. I can tell you whether your current job or your house is going to work out or if it's not, if your living situation is going to change or if it's not, things of that nature. I feel your pain as far as the whole test the psychic game.
Oh yeah, that
a lot of people,
that's a pet peeve.
Oh yeah, a lot of people will call me and say, well, you know, does my girlfriend really love me? And I'm like, treat her right. I mean, there's certain questions, there's certain
yeah.
things that people ask you, and it's kind of like love is one of those things where the only thing that can really mess with love is love. You know, there love is,
yeah.
is the deepest emotion that you can have. And being an empath, it's something that I can work with because love is an emotion. It's a feeling. It's something that people
yeah.
have or don't have. And
right.
the best part is when I get clients who say, well, me and my ex broke up and I really don't love him. And the first thing that pops into my heart is, you do. What are you talking about? You are madly in love with that person. That's why you can't move on. That's why your life is falling apart.
Right.
You chose to walk away from a relationship because you were scared of the feelings that you had for this person. And I'm sure there's someone listening right now that's like, I did. I totally did that. And we are so, and that's it's really the a lot of times the reason why people are in the place that they are is because they're afraid. They're afraid of the
yeah.
feelings that they have. They're afraid of being vulnerable. And they build the walls up around them to protect themselves from other people. And what they're really doing is they're building a prison for themselves.
Yeah.
And the first thing
and
I so, always...
And we get comfortable in that pain.
Oh, we do. Yeah, we thrive on it. There are people
we get there's a certain comfort level, you know, that you're that you reach when things aren't good. But and I think that kind of holds us back, though. It holds us back, you know, when we reach that comfort level and said, "Oh, I can deal with this, even though it's horrible, I'll deal with it."
Yeah, well, it
doesn't have to be that way.
It's not even that they're comfortable in it. It's just that that's all they know. They think that it's normal, and so it's kind of like. We called the sky blue because that's what we were told. You know, someone somewhere one day decided the color of the sky is blue. And that's what was said. And that's what is still said. If one day someone were
And the world is flat, too, right?
Right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I gotcha.
So people are they find comfort in what they know to be normal. So, you know, when someone feels something that they're not used to, or feel something that's so overwhelming, like someone who is a negative person because they've been hurt so many times, because they've been abused, because of whatever traumatic experience or just simple choice that they'd rather have their walls built and put up than be susceptible to pain. Those people, when someone comes into their life and starts speaking positively, their first instinct is that this person is trying to con me, or this person is trying to use me, or you know, it's got to be fake because nobody can care about me enough to take the time to really. So it's when you get into dealing with a life coach, it's kind of like a psychiatrist or a counselor. Because you're going to deal with a lot of different emotions and a lot of different feelings. It's going to be painful. You cry. There's going to be all the stuff that people hate. But those are the things that you have to do for compassionate voice. And put those behind you so you can move on and actually see what a beautiful day is.
Break that wall down. And a good way to do that, honestly, and that is really through finding that inner peace in yourself. I do it through meditation. My favorite is in my pool, and you'll laugh, floating on my back in my pool, looking at the sky. That is the most wonderful meditation for me.
I feel you on that.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, I'll tell everyone I'm going to my happy place, and when I go to my happy place, I'm in my pool, floating on my back in meditation, and it's wonderful. That's the healing for me, but that's just my way. There's so many ways, and we've got about 5 minutes left, so maybe you can expound on some of the ways that people can find that happy inner core to give themselves a little peace.
Well, everybody has that one thing that makes them feel good no matter what, whether it be the smell of fresh baked cookies that reminds you of home, or music, or you know, being in the sun, or you know, whatever the case may be. There's always that one place or that one thing that makes you happy, even when everything else is falling apart around you. You find peace in that one thing. For me, it's music. I love it doesn't have to be anything in particular. It doesn't matter what genre it is. It's just I think it really has something to do with the bass notes and the frequency that it sends out, because it just speaks to me. And
yes.
I'm really, really, really feeling oppressed. That's the best way to describe some of the negative feelings that we have, and some of the times that we feel like everything is falling on top of us. That really is
right. The pancake collapse. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. When you feel that, the best thing to do at that point, before it gets too bad, if you can, break away, go sit in your car, go sit in the bathroom, do whatever you need to do to get away from them. Turn on your music, turn on, you know, whatever, if you have to.
Your incense and your candles. Serious.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. I mean, if you're not in a place where you can burn incense, you can burn candles, and you know what speaks to you, go out and get a candle or something like that. Keep it in your car.
Yeah.
Something that you should always have some place that's safe. Whether it be your car, your closet, your kitchen. Everyone needs a sanctuary. You know, everybody.
For me, it's my office. I go hide in there.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
So.
But I get it. I get it.
Just go to that place, close your eyes, and try to just focus on your breathing. 5 seconds in, hold it for 5 seconds, 5 seconds out. And then repeat that process until, number one, either you pass out because you're hyperventilating or you're calm. And so either way, you've reached the point where you're no longer worried about whatever was happening.
Oh, I like that.
So,
just pass out. Hey, no, but serious, I get it.
It worked. It worked. You know,
yeah.
It's actually that form of breathing.
And we are about out of time, my friend. And this has been an enjoyable time. Thank you so much for joining us today. Let's give everybody your contact information one more time, okay?
Sure. My website is tylerjaylove.com, and my email is me@tylerjay.com. You can also find me on keen.com. It's keen.com/ty-love.
Right.
I'm on Facebook under Ty Love.
Yeah.
I'm actually working on opening a center for healing. It's called ANUU, which is ANUU Healing Centers.
I like it. ANUU. Beautiful.
And I actually have a radio show and can do everything that everybody else does. But
cool.
Right now I'm focusing on making sure that I'm in a place that I can really help, which means that I have to make sure that
super. Well, I thank you for joining us today. God bless you and love you, and I hope I get to see you again real soon. Because you're an Emerald Coaster like me, down here on the Gulf Coast of Florida, which is really a nice place to hang. And with that, I want to let everyone know that next week our special guest is Michelle Caparelli. Yes, you heard me right. Michelle is back. She will be back with us next Thursday at 11 a.m. And I hope everybody gives us a call, because we'll want to talk with Michelle and see what Michelle has been up to. Michelle used to have a program with me here on Blog Talk Radio. Good Lordy, we've had quite a few programs actually with Michelle. So it's good to see that Michelle will be coming back. Next week, Michelle Caparelli. This week, Ty Love. Check him out on Facebook, facebook.com/TYLOVE. And you will be able to connect with our guest, who's a wonderful guy with a great sense of humor and a very solid, balanced core. How's that? Sounds pretty good, huh? And with that, we'll let everybody go. Have a blessed day and a blessed week. Thank you for tuning in. Bye now.
I am the light which shines within.